What would you like other South Dakotans to know about your district and constituency?
The district here is largely agricultural, but the heart of it is the city of Vermilion, which is pretty much dominated by the culture of the University of South Dakota. So the district's very forward-thinking. I moved here over 20 years ago, and I wouldn't live anywhere else. These are really the finest people you're going to find anywhere.
Now, could you discuss some major issues and topics you want the legislature to address?
I'm a big advocate of education, supporting education. What most people don't know is that Clay County is also a rather poor county. 40% of all of the students in Vermilion schools are on subsidized lunch. 37% of the population is below the poverty level. You know, we need to look at developing the economy and strengthening. Another thing that I'm very excited about is that there's some research going on about doing a wind farm in Clay County. I'm very much in favor of that. There's so many things that we can do to make life in our district and the whole state better. But before we can really do these things, we've got one major problem we have to take care of. We have a lot of government corruption. And so I fully support ballot measure 22. We need an ethics commission. And I really believe that we need to have a stronger show of Democrats in the legislature so that not one party will be ruling.
What legislation or solutions will you bring forward to deal with these different problems?
Being a freshman representative, I've got a lot to learn. I would definitely support the Ethics Commission. If it doesn't pass on the election, I would be very interested in a bill to make it happen after that. And unfortunately, we got a little bit of a raise for the schools, but not nearly enough. We started the job in the last session. We need to keep going. And unfortunately, that means we're going to have to do a little realignment of the budget or find a different revenue source. But, you know, we've seen years of decay. We need to start turning that around.